Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Mo Irvine, prison ministry missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God is doing in her life.
Today's gospel comes from Mark chapter 4. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in a boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, so especially when I'm reading the Gospels and the stories about the disciples, I really try not to look at it and go, "Oh, those guys of little faith, like they didn't trust. Why were they freaking out? They had Jesus in their boat." Because when I put myself in that situation, I'm pretty sure I'd be freaking out too, because I don't want to drown. And if I'm imagining sitting in this boat and water's just coming over the side and he's asleep, okay, I know enough to go to Jesus. They know enough to go to Jesus and wake him up. I'm pretty sure I would do the same thing of being like, "Hey, just want to make sure you're attentive to what's going on here. I'm waking you up because I think you can do something about it." Yeah. So what are you going to do? But if I look at this and try to apply it to my own life, how many times in struggles or sufferings or just even people looking to me to help them, do I feel like Jesus is asleep? Or that he's maybe there, but I want to know, what are you going to do about this? They're looking to me and I'm looking to you because I know I can't do anything. So what are you going to do, Jesus? And I'm struck by the question that they ask him and the way that they phrase it. "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And I'm like, that's pretty bold to say, "Do you not care?" I want to hope and believe that in our faith journey this far, that we believe that Jesus really does care for our well-being. He cares about us. He wants our good. But what do we do when it doesn't seem like he's present or attentive to the situation we're in, the suffering that we're encountering? And I'm thinking just maybe they're asking the wrong question. They shouldn't be asking, "Do you not care?" Because I hope at this point, yeah, that we believe that he cares and we've experienced his care for us. But where are you in this, Lord? What are you asking of me? How can I be faithful to you even in this time? And that just brings a lot more freedom and trust in what the Lord is doing and what he is about. Looking at this gospel, I'm like, okay, he's asleep in the stern. And I don't really know anything about boats. So I'm like looking it up going like, what is the stern? What's found there? And I mean, based on the quick search that I did, it's the back of the boat. And sometimes it's where like the power source is. So like the engine. And I found that really striking that like Jesus is asleep near where an engine would be. But this is a place where the power source is typically found. And if Jesus is the source, he's the engine in our lives. He's the one that propels us forward, keeps us going. That's the right place to go, right? To look to him who is the source and say, how can I let you help? How can I allow you more room in my life so that you can do what you're about? You can complete it. You can fulfill it. So I'm really struck by the fact that they go to him as the source and say, I know you can do something. What do you want to do? What will you do? Because I don't think you'll let me drown. And so I just want to.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.